It's President Cardinal Kroll for you.
Yes.
There you are.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, how are you this morning?
Fine. More important, how are you?
Fine. Well, I was in Florida over the weekend, and it was raining, so I decided to come back and get to work.
That's a shame.
Oh, no problem.
That's a long haul you had there.
Yes, well, I wanted to tell you a little about our Polish stop.
Good.
It was, there was enormous crowds out. The government had them, fairly well under control, although they let them up. They let them up, you know, on the streets, whereas in the Soviet Union they kept them back about a block off. But after I laid the wreath, I got in my own car, and as you probably read,
I saw it.
Stepped out, and it was quite a moving thing, because they're just an eruption, and all the way along, incidentally, as we drove through the streets, even then, the crowds were all, well, extremely enthusiastic. They just, we just moved at a pretty fast pace, that was all. Generally speaking, sentiment in the country is about as you describe it. I mean, I sense that there's just a great feeling of friendship for the U.S. As far as the leadership is concerned, I had a good talk with several of them, but particularly with Garrick, the Gomulka's successor. He's a very interesting character. He's I don't know how he will turn out in the end. Gomulka, as you know, was very tough and hard-lined and so forth, and as some have said, I think you described sort of hardening of the arteries in the head or something.
Neurotic.
Yeah. Garrick is a fellow who's vigorous, rather a very attractive personality. He told me we got into, on his initiative, a very interesting discussion in religion.
Oh, that's cool.
And he said that he was a socialist, a communist.
Mm-hmm.
No, he said communist, and he says his mother was a devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want you to know that we in this country, that our relations with the Catholic Church are good, and so forth and so on. Then he made the point. We had discreetly checked as to whether I could call on the Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the shortness of the visit, and also because it happened we were there on a religious holiday.
Corpus Christi.
I think the latter was the main thing. I think they really felt the place would come apart if we did, and they felt it would be, some of our people felt it might be an embarrassment and so forth, but whatever the case might be, he was aware that request had been made.
The Cardinal was.
Yes, and so was the government. And so was the government too. The government and the cardinals were ever too. Now, the point that the Garrick made, though, and I don't know whether he was trying to give me a message or not. He says, "I want you to know." I talked to him about you, and I said, "Well, you know, one of my close friends is is one of our leading people in the Catholic Church is of course of Polish background, Cardinal Kroll." Hello.
Waiting.
Hello. I'm sorry. I got cut off.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh. Yeah, hello? Yeah.
There's a Cardinal, Mr. President.
Yeah. I think we got it cut off when I was saying I had pointed out that one of our leading people in the hierarchy was a Polish background and so forth. Then I went on to... we talked about the subject a little bit, and he then said that the Polish people were very religious. Something Gomulka would never have said. He then went on to say that he says I want you to know that we welcome any of those from in the Catholic Church, you know, leaders who want to come here. And the other significant thing was that he said, we have no objection to people from the Catholic Church in Poland visiting other countries. Now, I don't know whether that's anything that's new or anything of that sort or not, but I don't know whether he was trying to give me a message with regard to the Cardinal. But in any event, we went into the subject at considerable length, but. I, of course, was able to get in my pitch then about how strongly we felt that Poland is distinguished following a much better course from the standpoint of American opinion and world opinion by allowing the church to continue to, you know, so forth and so on. Now, despite all that, of course, there are, as you know, they're very ruthless in some areas. You gave me a couple of examples. But I must say, on that day, Corpus Christi Day, boy, they were in that churches by the thousands. Rogers went by. He went by the cathedral that day, and they just lined up, you know, and so there was no well, if there was fear, they weren't showing it. And the young and the old, and they were all there. That was when I was in one of my meetings with the others. But that's about the feel that I had of the thing. As far as the people are concerned, they're considerably better off economically, although still far from where we were, what they ought to be, than they were in 1958. Deep down, they're very, I mean, not only anti-communist, but they're anti-Russian and anti-German, both, you know.
That goes a long way.
They don't like either one, because both of them have torn them apart. And they're strongly, they took us out to one of their castles to, you know, that they rebuild. As you know, they rebuilt the city and the churches and we stayed actually in one of the in a beautiful so-called palace, I guess. Of
everything there that's bigger than the house is a palace.
Yeah, and then they had this was bigger than most palaces, as a matter of fact. But they were. But the way they have done it, I mean, and they're building in the middle of the city. They're rebuilding a very famous building that was torn, destroyed by the war.
The famous castle. They're actually launching a campaign here in the United States for it.
Yeah.
Trying to promote it.
For money.
Yeah.
It's a. What do you?
It's an instrument to not only to get the money, but also to revive or interest in official Poland, so to speak.
Yeah. Now, I invited Garrick, of course, to come to this country, having invited the Russians to do so next year sometime.
Oh, that's good.
He'll come, and we'll have to see that he's come. But basically, have you met him?
I have not met him, no.
Yeah. Well, basically, you can't judge about person. There's no question about his communist credentials, but basically, he has a very, shall we say, he hasn't become so encrusted, so totally, single-minded and tough as some of the leaders have become. He has a real streak of decency in him. His wife, too, I found, was that way. As a matter of fact, I was somewhat impressed by the Polish leaders. I met the Prime Minister.
That's good.
Was a good man. I mean, by that, good men, totally dedicated communists, which they have to be. But on the other hand, trying to make their own way, desperately eager to have opportunities to have economic and other relations with the United States on a basis somewhat independent of that of the Soviet and the like.
This is important for them, yes.
And to give them a separate identity. Now, my feeling, of course, is that we've got to go forward with that, because you just can't let 33 million people sit there in purgatory, in my view. I think we've got to give them some hope, but with our eyes wide open as to what we're doing.
It's got to be reciprocal.
Yeah, that's right.
Be reciprocal.
That's right.
You cannot sell the United States, and he cannot sell Poland, but somewhere between.
Somewhere between, that's right. And we talked on that basis, and they seem to be, they laid out some fairly heavy requests. On the other hand, they said, now we are.
Well, that's typical.
They said, we are proud. We said, we're proud that we always pay our debts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They went on at great length. I said, well, we'll look into it. So we're going to have Peterson stop by there in July when he goes to Europe. But all in all, my reaction is that the people themselves are just... Well, one of the interesting observations, I was talking to the steward, a Filipino, Chief Munson, and I said, what do you think of the countries? He said, Poland is, compared to Russia, it's like night and day. And of course, as you know, it is very different, because the people are, It's even, for example, the people that he had to work with, the servants, the kitchen, we had to give a luncheon, and of course our people worked with the Poles, and he said they were friendly, they're pro-American, they're not as ruthless and mean and so forth. So for whatever that's worth, now these are more average Poles, not party types. I don't mean it. And I noticed another interesting thing, that when I got out of the car, the police were not nearly as rough as the Russian police. The Russian police were rough, and incidentally, so I had found when I was in East Germany many years ago, out of office. Boy, they're the roughest. They are the German communist is a. I mean, he has the toughness of the German with the communist on top, and that makes a real rough person. But the Poles had a more. Well, they smiled, and the policemen, for example, as they were trying to hold the crowds back. I mean, I put my hand out. They shook hands, you know. They were very...
They almost smothered you.
It was, yeah. But the thing is that I thought that the police acting that way was extremely interesting. But all in all, it was really worth doing. I was really worth doing because it gave us a real lift after our imprisonment in the Kremlin.
You're aware that it was the evening before you arrived that my... It was an interview question and answer form that was taped over for your radio.
Yes, well...
And it was a night, it was so scheduled that I had arranged.
That's right. And I think that may have accounted for the government didn't, incidentally, they gave out no flags, you know, they didn't have any attempt for the government to come out, but the Poles were out and just...
They didn't even announce the time.
The time or the route.
Yeah.
But they have a way of knowing. And they were there, and as I said, out at that war memorial, they were there by the tens of thousands, and they...
That's what they call a radish communication, that you read on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a kind of a compensatory, almost, getting the conscience, sharing this information with the people.
Yeah.
But, generally, the total impact was excellent, as is... you view it, you know, from the layman's view, and I think the fact that he did, Garrick is a practical man. He's basically a communist, but he's had the advantage of living outside of Poland and France for a while.
Yeah.
And he has a better evaluation, appreciation of life's practicalities than the Garrick ever had. And in this sense, it's of course, it's a question of how much he can control, too.
Yes, and whether they'll let him.
Yeah, this is...
The Russians, yeah.
But it was good if he made an observation that...
Well, he brought the religious thing up. It could have been a reaction to, you know, your broadcasting risk, and it came up, and we talked forever. And also, when he sat by Mrs. Nixon at lunch, he went through the same routine with her. He knew her, you know, something about her background and so forth.
That's most interesting.
Her father was an Irish Catholic, and of course,
played to that too. Well, it was.
But he did say that the thing that was interesting to me. He said that the people would be most welcome to come to Poland and going religiously, and he said. And also to visit other countries. So I just couldn't. I don't know what he was trying to convey, but whatever.
This may have been relayed through the general counsel here that I said no matter what they talk about freedom, that until the day that Cardinal Wyszynski can set foot on this soil, all their arguments are going to be neutralized by that. So
right.
Possibly they're.
Well, what I'm going to do on that is to follow up in my own channels now.
Good.
And to see if we can have a way that he come over, because he would get a hero's welcome over here.
Undoubtedly.
I think it would be well if he, we would have to arrange it that he came perhaps after, shortly after, because the poll will probably come early next year,
mm-hmm.
Garrick, right after that, because otherwise there would be an invidious comparison. There would be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if he comes, it would really be an enormous thing, and it, frankly, it'd be good for Poland. Be good for their.
Oh.
I mean, if they were just see it, I mean, they can coexist with the church there. I mean, they've done it so far. And they can continue. And anyway, they've got no choice because the Polish people just aren't going to have it washed out of them. That's what I figured out.
No, they won't. And as long as they try to agitate on that score, they're going to have problems.
All right.
They can get away with it progressively for some years, but eventually it backfires.
Yeah.
They lose influence.
All right. I was interested, incidentally, in talking to the Brezhnev, however, they really got it organized over there. He takes a full month off in the summer to go to the Black Sea, and he takes 2 weeks off in the winter. They just regularly.
Well, you see, that's the dictatorial power.
That's right. He doesn't have to worry about being back and being out in front.
No, that's right. The difference. But I think that he can have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's awfully kind of you to call.
Well, I was just so moved by those people there. They got such great faces, and I was just, the only thing I regret is that there's not some way we could break them off, because, boy, they are ready. They are ready. I'd hate to be in Garrick's position, you know, sitting on top of that thing. And I'd hate to be the Russians, because the Poles, what I mean is, the Poles, in my view, I mean, the Russians can't depend on those Polish divisions, not on your life.
Well, they can swing around.
No, those Polish divisions, and there's not going to be a war, we trust, but if they came along, I think they'd come over in two minutes.
Find out they're switch hitters.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll follow up on the Brzezinski thing, and I'll...
I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
And I'll keep you posted.
Very well.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.